USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A state of emergency across five southeast states as the powerful and deadly storm Hurricane Dorian makes its way toward the U.S. Mandatory evacuations in parts of Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. The latest now from Edward Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The center will move roughly parallel to the coast, about 50 miles offshore, and if it does so, then tropical storm conditions will move all the way up the southeastern coast.
Hurricane Dorian hitting the Bahamas is a Cat 5, at least five people losing their lives there, one person, an eight-year-old boy, drowning in rising water. In other news, in Southern California, the recovery effort still underway in the water near Santa Cruz Island, where there's been a deadly boat fire, five crew members escaping, but more than 30 passengers did not. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I managed 15 gas stations, and I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News. States in the path of Hurricane Dorian continuing to prepare. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster is speaking about Hurricane Dorian as it makes its way closer and closer towards his state.
The latest forecast still has South Carolina in the path of a very destructive and deadly storm. If you are in one of the evacuation zones in the counties along the coast, then the time to leave is now.
McMaster is urging anyone within one of the eight counties in the evacuation zone along the coast to leave. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I would not take any chances with this one.
And Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp holding a news conference telling people who live in coastal areas.
It also threatens to bring a very dangerous storm surge of 3 to 6 feet.
There are mandatory evacuations in six Georgia coastal counties. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
At least eight bodies have been recovered from a boat fire in the waters off Southern California. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The 75-foot commercial diving boat caught fire early Monday morning near Santa Cruz Island, California, trapping most of the victims below deck in their sleeping quarters. Board member Jennifer Homendy of the National Transportation Safety Board is calling on the public for help.
If you have videos or photos, you know, of the vessel or, you know, anything, any information you think is pertinent for us to know, to make sure that you submit that to us. We have received in past investigations great information and a lot of photos and videos that have really helped our investigators in the process.
An American tennis pro fined for making a shooting gesture during a U.S. Open match. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
American Mike Bryan will have to pay the $10,000 fine for using his racket to make the shooting gesture at tennis officials at the U.S. Open, as it happened during the match involving he and his brother, Bob Bryan, who were playing Roberto Carvalho's Baena and Federico Delbonis. Mike had turned his racket so the handle was pointed to resemble a gun barrel, and he aimed it towards the chair umpire before panning back to the line judge. The fine was imposed after officials determined it was unsportsmanlike conduct. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.